In the opening prayer of Mass, we prayed, O God, who caused the minds of the faithful to unite in a single purpose, may we love what you command and desire what you promise. And what is that single purpose to which you and I have been called? St. Paul tells us that we have faith in one Lord, and this Lord has given us one faith. We participate in one baptism, one Eucharist. We call one God our one Father, and we belong to one body, which is the Church. This all has its origin in the Holy Trinity, three divine persons, but only one God, God who is perfect unity in Trinity. Thus, the body of Christ, the Church, is likewise called to unity within our diversity among peoples, languages, nations. God causes the minds of the faithful to unite together for this one purpose, to worship Him as one Lord in one faith, to participate in one baptism, to be fed by the one Eucharist, to praise the one God who is our Father in the midst of the one body, the Church. This is what He commands, and we love what He commands. We desire what He promises. He promises union with Him. Notice how Jesus tells us to love God with our whole being and our neighbor as ourselves. This, He says, is the law and the commandments all summed up. This is eternity, to praise God with one voice as we serve God together with one heart and one mind, as the early Christians who were of one heart and one mind. Amid the flux and the changes of this world, God wants our hearts to be fixed on that one place, eternal life, union with Him, where true gladness is found. And we all know that there is no happiness, there is no gladness, there is no joy apart from God. That gladness is found only with union and union with Christ. A union that we have here that carries us into the hereafter. God wants everyone to be saved. That much we do know. And He wants all to come to the knowledge of the truth. Apart from all the other disastrous consequences that original sin produced, the bitter fruit that we see in modern times, most evidently, is the divisions we have among human beings. If God is about unity, then Satan is about division. If God is love, and He is, then Satan is all about hatred. If God gives us peace, then Satan wants us to be agitated. Hatred, division, agitation, we see this abounding in the world. We have lost all sense of respect and civility. The root of it all is pride. Pride and selfishness are rooted in the original sin of Adam and Eve, and that is the fundamental cause of hatred, isolation, and division. We are called to be humble, and we are called to be selfless, as Christ Himself. That's what redemption brings. Christ humbled Himself, taking the form of a weak human being, to the point of the cross, to suffer and to die and to rise. As Christ says, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Not by our own devices, but only by the grace of God. And it was only by the charity of Christ that you and I became children of God, and thus brothers and sisters of one another. Jesus, by His redemptive love, becomes the focal point of all humanity. Not ourselves, not our own personal hopes and dreams and aspirations, everything is Christ. He is the origin, He is the destiny, He is the sustainer of all things. Christ, the focal point of humanity. And this is what the prophet Isaiah was prophesying in the first reading of Mass, where the Lord says through Isaiah, I am coming to gather all nations, all tongues. They shall come and see my glory, and I will set a sign among them. And from them I shall send survivors to the nations, those that have not heard of my fame or seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the nations. How is it that God's name is spread? That's through us. As the responsorial psalm says, go out to all the world and tell the good news that Christ has called us to freedom, to sinlessness, to redemption, to salvation. They shall bring your brethren from all nations as an offering to the Lord. It's a great calling for all peoples of faith, to bring other people to faith and salvation. Not worrying about what language they speak, what race they might be a part of, the degree of their social status or advancement. God calls every human being, those that we might consider humanly from highest to lowest, are all precious in the eyes of God. and that we can never forget. In the Gospel, St. Luke records Jesus' reply to someone who asked him, "Lord, are those who are going to be saved only going to be a few?" And Jesus doesn't directly answer that question. While God offers salvation for everyone, while God desires all people to be saved, the choice is ours, and we can reject it. We can follow Christ, we can reject Christ. No doubt there are many who have done that. Whether they died in forgiveness or not, we don't know. But the fact is, hell is a reality. And Jesus tells us to strive to enter by the narrow door. Not the public way, but the Christ, the Christian way. The way of charity, the way of faith, the way of hope. He teaches them to enter the kingdom, which is heaven, which is the only thing that really counts. To be a saint, to be with Christ in eternity. How do we do it? We take our vocation as Christians, we put it into practice. We love God, we love neighbor, we serve God, we serve neighbor, we are faithful to the church, we are faithful to one another, and we are a cause of unity, not division. People of love, not of hate. People of peace, not of chaos. If we think that just simply being a Catholic or having a Catholic name or popping in the church once in a while is going to be of our salvation, it isn't. As Jesus said, many will say, "Lord, we did this in your name, we did that in your name, we ate with you, we drank with you, we were with you all the time," and you'll say, "Depart from me, I did not know you. You were workers of iniquity, not workers of faith." We have been born for salvation, born to be saints, destined to be saved. This is what God desires. When Christ died, the veil of the temple was torn in two, as a sign that division between God and man, between man and one another, had been ended. The division that began with the sin of Adam and Eve was now ended by the death of Christ on the cross. May we all see ourselves as being called by God from the east and the west, the north and the south, to sit at table in the kingdom of God. This prophecy has been fulfilled. There are many people who don't know Christ at all. Maybe people you know in your own family, among your friends, people that you meet every day, will only come to know Christ through you, Christ living in you, Christ living through you. Let your hearts, your minds, your actions, your lives, everything about you speak of nothing else but Christ and your unity with him. We are Christ's apostles. We belong in the world to bring Christ to the world and the world to Christ. May we have this as the single most important thing in our mind, that single purpose, to serve one Lord in one faith, beginning with our baptism and our participation in the Eucharist, praising and serving God our Father in the midst of his body, the Church.